From 88.5 KNKX, it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palthor.
Satellite headlines read someone's secrets you've seen, eyes and ears have been. Satellite.
And the role of satellites in weather prediction is our topic today as NASA gets ready to launch an important new one this weekend. I'm Bellamy Palthor with our weather expert, Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. He's going to give us his take on the launch of the next generation GOES-R in just a bit. First, Cliff, how is the weather shaping up for the weekend? I hear it's kind of back to normal.
That's right. In fact, it is amazing to note that yesterday was the first normal day we've had all fall. And I mean normal, getting a typical high and typical low. It hasn't been like that. We've been way, way warm. It finally dropped to normal temperature range, and that produced snow in the mountains and everything we know and love. But this weekend, well, it'll be a little bit above normal, at least in terms of temperature. A pretty strong system is offshore right now, a classical-looking cyclone, and that's starting to push warmer air up towards us. Now, the first sign of that will be clouds, which we'll see streaming in today. But we'll have basically a dry day, temperatures getting up, you know, somewhere in the upper 50s. So not a bad day at all. Then a front's going to come through tonight and Saturday morning, and that'll bring some steady rain. It'll pass through in the morning, and I think Saturday will be a day that we'll have some showers. There'll be some substantial sun break, so it's not going to be raining all day. And temperatures will be getting up to 56, 57 up there, so it's going to be way above normal. Normal is about 51 for Seattle. Then on Sunday, more showers, highs in the mid-50s again. And then that low system that's offshore is going to pass north of us later in the day on Sunday. So we'll not only have some rain that'll be becoming steady on Sunday afternoon, but the winds will pick up. So I expect gusty winds later on Sunday into Sunday night. And then, you know, next week we have just a series of systems coming in, pretty typical. And remember, this is the stormiest time of the year climatologically. So we have to be ready for it.
Good time to get indoors and maybe watch the launch of a new satellite, huh?
That's right. We're all very excited in the meteorological community because the GOES-R, the new geostationary satellite, is being sent up into space on Saturday. And this is a revolutionary satellite. It has far greater capabilities than any of the geostationary satellites we have right now. And I should mention there's two types of weather satellites. There's the geostationary ones that are over the equator around 22,000 miles above the equator. And they stay put. They give us constant view of the planet. And this new satellite is one of these GOES, or geostationary satellites. The others are called polar orbiters that have a lower orbit but don't sink in with the Earth, and they're constantly seeing new locations on the surface of the planet. Now, this satellite, GOES-R, has amazing new capabilities. One of them is it can see in color. Our previous geostationary satellites only saw the Earth in black and white. So for the first time, we'll be able to see the Earth in full living color, which will be great. It also has four times more resolution, so it'll be able to see finer detail. So those thunderstorms and structures that we haven't understood in the past, we'll be able to see them much more clearly. It's like going from old TV to high def. So meteorologists will have high def images. This satellite also looks down in more wavelengths, and that allows us to probe the structure of the atmosphere better. But what I think I'm most excited about is it's going to have a lightning sensor on it. So this satellite, by looking at the flashes of lightning, it will be able to determine the total distribution of lightning on the planet below. And that's lightning hitting the ground and lightning inside the clouds. And so for the first time, we'll have this total view of lightning over the entire hemisphere. It's very exciting.
And why is it important to be able to see lightning? It's something that's not been possible before, right?
Right. In the past, we've used radio signals. We've basically listened to static and used that to try to determine where lightning is. Now, that's not bad, but it's not complete. It doesn't get all the lightning, especially lightning within clouds. And it turns out that if you know about lightning, that tells you where thunderstorms are. You can tell whether thunderstorms are increasing. Some people believe we can tell things about the evolution of hurricanes by seeing how lightning changes over time. So lightning may be a really important tool for understanding where storms are and therefore to help improve our weather models.
Sounds like a giant leap forward.
It is.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time on Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations on our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.